let's go. I'd try anything to get rid of that revolting robot.
Thank you. Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Hey, it's Stop Hitting Yourself number 251 here for Eclipse Day, April 8th, 2024. I suppose some people in parts of the United States and Canada will be running out. Well, some parts of the United States anyway will be running out during my show to see the eclipse. So have fun out there. Meanwhile, let's hear some old stuff that either was or should have been on Dr. Demento. Thanks for being here. And thanks for Georgia Girl for filling in, running the archive here, running the recording. Okay.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
I've got a girl that I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, 'cause they love her naval base. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She's like my Nellie, from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. With old men she loves to neck. She necks the wrecks and gets the checks. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. But she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She got freckles on her, but she is
Caviar comes from virgin sturgeon. Virgin sturgeon is a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urging. That's why caviar is my dish. I fed caviar to my girlfriend. She was a virgin tried and true. Now my girlfriend needs no urging. There isn't anything she won't do. My father was the keeper of the Eddystone Light. He slept with a mermaid one dark night. Result of this were offspring three. Two were fish and the other was me. Little Mary went sleigh riding, and the sleigh turned upside down. Little Mary started singing masses in the cold, cold ground. Oh, the postman came one very fine day. The policeman came the very next day. 9 months later there was hell to pay. Who fired that shot, the blue or the gray? I said caviar to my grandpa. He was a gent of 93. Screams and shrieks were heard from grandma. He had chased her up a tree. Out on the shores of Ichigumi lived Big Chief, snake in the grass. Chief found his wigwam wasn't roomy. 10 little Indians went out on their rear. Three little girls who powdered and painted met three little boys after school. Two gave in while the other one fainted. Wasn't she the gosh darn fool? Madame Du Barry was the cutest thing. She gave up to the big fat king. She got riches while other little witches never got a gosh darn thing.
There ain't many men that are lucky enough to have one as long as mine. The thing is as old as I am, but still it is doing fine. Many's the time that I've been afraid 'twas going on to blink. But then upon closer scrutiny, it proved to be in the pink. I've always treated it carefully and don't leave it lying about. Before I put it away, I still remember to shake it out. And if I should ever be too weak to hold it in the air, I've instructed me wife to handle it with tender love and care. Oh, ain't it a beauty? And I have used it proudly all me life. Oh, ain't it a beauty? Now if you don't believe me, ask me why. Danny O'Toole came calling one day to tell me that he had heard that mine was bigger than his was, and he didn't believe a word. I bet him a buck, then took him outside and laid it in the street. He couldn't believe it when he saw it was over 100 feet. One summer I happened to be out of work and during me leisure hours, I do a good turn by using it to water the neighbor's flowers. I met a young lass who needed it bad and used it for a week. Though it was abused for days on end, it never began to leak. I use it a lot in the summer, and I use it a lot in the fall. But I'm willing to bet in the springtime, I use it the most of all. Oh, I've used it in December, on a cold and wintry day. And I've written me name in a snowbank that was over a block away. Oh, ain't it a beauty? All the fellas envy my technique. Oh, ain't it a beauty? They hate me every time they take a peek. Though I must admit that it hasn't been used for 4 or 5 months or more, it's hanging there just as ready as it ever has been before. And you can be sure that I will still be using it for years, 'cause it's the finest length of garden hose they ever sold at Sears.
That dial. I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seems, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. I've seen ghouls and hobgoblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with fangs. Frankenstein gives me the shakes, and Count Dracula's driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, he must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch he just chewed up a suburb or two, and for dinner he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch, sorry about that.
But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped, he will never be topped, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Ole!
Ole? That's dumb.
I've got a magic twanger, and it's wild as can be, and everyone that hears it is attracted to me. I bought it from a gypsy in a place that I know, and if you'd like to have one too, I'll tell you where to go.
Chula Vista, 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 Chula Vista. Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista.
Will you go to La Jolla, San Diego? You get on Harbor Drive, down to the end, around the bend, put you on Highway 5, you're back in
Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista, Chula Vista.
Back in
Chula Vista, 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 Chula Vista.
We are squirrels. We are appealing, we are squirrels. We want to gather nuts, but people splatter our guts. When they're on a country drive, it isn't easy to survive. Back in the other day, I saw a squirrel get blown away. They served him on a dinner tray. They baked him into a souffle. Squirrel season opens up today. If you're a squirrel, run away. I don't know what else I should say. Please call the ASPCA. Fur coats from us are made. Fur is nice, but I like suede. They scrape our fur off with a blade. Squirrels really like to play, and we like to catch some rays. Please don't kill us this week, pray. We're cute and harmless anyway. Squirrels, we're not delicious. Squirrels, we are not raccoons. Squirrels don't live in palm trees. Squirrels or in your bathroom. That's all we really are is squirrels. Isn't it fine, I am a squirrel? Please help and save us, we are squirrels. I wanna whip out my squirrel.
Thank you. citone. Nahontia lumul cinema curiunar in cinciare.
Teach the young ones of our own. down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unawares and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and talk, they never have any care. 6 o'clock the moms and dads will take them home to bed, because the tired little teddy bear.
Thank you.
Hey, you can tell I'm kind of as obsessed with the Teddy Bear's Picnic song. I just love that song. That was the Bad Manners doing Teddy Bear's Picnic, which I just found out they did a couple of days ago while looking around. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with their version, actually originally posted by Mr. Fab on his website. The Young Ones, the original by Cliff Richard, of course. He was a hero on the show, or at least to Rick. As I'm sure that's where they got the idea for the... Obviously, the one on the show is the theme song, is that. Kimchi Cats, who I just discovered a couple weeks ago and I like very much. Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. Fab, for filling in last week, too. Moon River, before that, La Paloma, partially in Korean, partially in English, and partially in La Paloma, at least in Spanish. Squirrels by the Beastly Boys, probably a one-off to get on Dr. Demento, which they did. That was played a lot. It just started going through my head the other day. Chula Vista by Rose and the Arrangement, about a town in San Diego we used to go to when I was in high school and sit in cars and get stoned. So that's my remembrance of Chula Vista. Cockroach That Ain't Cincinnati, also by Rose and the Arrangement. Another Dr. Demento favorite. The Garden Hose song, Ain't It a Beauty, by Cliff Fair. I don't remember hearing that on Demento. Caviar Comes from Virgin Sturgeon. Neither have I heard that before. Charlie Drew. The Freckle song, very definitely used to hear that on Demento, by Larry Vincent. We will continue here with... you know what? I'm going to introduce this. I found this the other day online, but I guess it's in the... box set of Two Blue Bells by Mike Oldfield, because they had Viv Stangel from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band come in and do some narration for it. And here's what it says in the album. When not engaged in wrestling contests on the Manor Long, Mike Oldfield and Tom Newman, the producer, would deflate the tension of hours in the studio on their own by drinking themselves daft at a nearby pub. In the course of such an evening, they decided to enlist a master of ceremonies, Viv Stangel, to announce the entrance of each instrument at the end of side one. When this had been accomplished, the helplessly intoxicated trio, hatching schemes of ever-increasing surrealism, decided to combine the recording of the sailor's hornpipe with an early morning stagger around the manor house. Microphones were placed in various rooms and corridors, and the tape machine set in motion, and off they went. Stangel wandered around inspecting the various items of interest within his focusing capacity, while Oldfield and Newman, by then convinced that the whole world loved a sailor, trudged after him, strumming with scotch-sodden conviction. So here's a weird old recording of Viv Stangel just walking around an old house in England and commenting, which in the way only Viv could have done. R.E.P. Viv Stangel.
The hallway. From the outside, an ordinary house. A great house, true. 483 rooms, each one with its own marble wash basin and douche, be dead as it may. But inside, and the positions are reversed. A human failing, some say a disease. But a disease that Sir Francis Dashwood knew and used well. Upstairs, inside, and a revelation. It's a discotheque. No. There are paintings. Real. And look here, a rare 17th century masterpiece. And if I can scrape a little of it off, beneath, I can find hidden a 14th century underpiece, made entirely of tiny pieces of eggshell. This lewd work has caused controversy in the world of embroidery and anthropology. No, I'll say it again. anthropology, and quite possibly make an anthropol. No, I mean an apologe. It has enthralled distinguished professors, and in layman's language, is blinking well baffled. But to be more obtusely, buggered if I know. Yes, buggered if I know. And that's all we've been so far from experts in 14th century painting, Renaissance greengrocers, and recently revived members of the public. Buggered if I know. Vivian Central, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Oxfordshire, 1973. Good night.
Of a lonely fawn crying because her love is gone. Why must we go on making faces at each other? It's been going on for weeks. It hurts the muscles in my cheeks. Oh, what do you want? What do I want? Do you want what I want? Do I want what you want? Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, liver lips. Oh, now you know what I want. Now I know what you want. So let's just sit here making faces at each other. I want you and you want me. So let's just sit here making faces at each other. Isn't it funny when we both decide we don't have to hide behind masks? All we do is ask. Oh, here's a new face that I've just learned. It's called making you happy, baby. Making you happy, woo, woo. Making you happy, baby. Making you happy, I'll say. Love is the most beautiful, beautiful face on the face of the earth. I wanna make the face of love for you. Every time we're together, every time I hold your hand, every time I kiss you. I want to make the face of love. Yes, 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 love. I'm gonna love you. Love until the rain comes down, until the sunshine, until the snow, until the mountains crumble, I say love.
I should mention this guy is Japanese from Japan, or was. Pretty amazing.
No roses, only thorns on the vine. It's a road of lonely men, and it never seems to end. All because I didn't see the sign. Much too late, she's waiting behind. When the road divided, happiness went to the right, but I went left, I didn't see the sign.
Stop me often and ask if I'm Merv Griffin, but I don't even know him. I've never seen his show. Now everybody loves him. What would they do without him? They ask me all about him, and I don't even know.
me pens and pencils. They give me candy apples. They want to see my nipples. I wish that they were dead.
His name is not Mer Griffin. His name is not Mer Griffin. His name is not Mer Griffin. His real name is George.
G41. 31. Oh, 86.
Bingo!
Hold your cards, there may be an error.
There may be an error. It sounded like this. He said there may be a never. There always may be a never here on Stop Kidding Yourself. On Sheena's Jungle Room. On WFFMU. Thanks for sitting with me today for this show. Or me and Georgie, who's running the show while I'm off trying to see the eclipse. But I wanted to have a show for you. I'll try and listen while I'm on the road. Or waiting for the clips to start. Bob McFadden and Dor. Rod McEwen. Dor is Rod backwards. D-O-R. The Screaming Mimis from Planet X by Merv Griffin before that. And then, of course, right before that, My Name Is Not Merv Griffin by Gary Mueller. Also a Demento regular. At least as I remember it. Eddie Fukano, who was born in Japan, spoke Japanese, and then decided he liked country music so much that in the 1960s and 70s, I believe, came to the United States, played guitar, was supported by country stars, and did country music. I didn't see the sign. That was Eddie Fukano, F-U-K-A-N-O. Fire Hydrant number 79 by show heroes Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan. I always like Jack Blanchard and Misty. Jack, I believe, is still alive. I think I did one whole show on Jack. Should do another one. Back in the USSR by Pseudo Electronics, I believe from Germany. Sounds of Silence by the Dickies. Always a favorite, the Dickies. I grew up with them. Making Faces at Each Other by Brute Force. Brute Force is a brute force on FMU and in his own right. And starting off everything was a recording of Vivian Stanshall, Somewhat Intoxicated. Wait, let me read the whole thing. Vivian Stanshall, Somewhat Intoxicated During the Making of Tubular Bells. I believe that's from the, there is a special edition or box set of Tubular Bells. And it's from that, but I found it online somewhere. Hey. There is our 2.5 minutes left. I think I'll let the music play out. This Star Trek fight music from Alexander Courage from the original Star Trek series. Oh, I played this on my show once and somebody said his cats were fighting right during it. And it was the funniest thing that ever happened to him. I would like to see that. Actually, all you'd have to do is put it up online. Cats fighting with Star Trek fighting music. There's your idea for to become a YouTube influencer. It has been Stop Hitting Yourself, and I will be back next week. Same Sheena's time, same Sheena address, and I hope to see you there. Okay, and go outside and enjoy the eclipse if you're in the path. If not, watch it online, and I'll see you soon.
all-American hash brown. Beef pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Stay tuned for more rock and roll.